Picture a successful physician collapsed on her hardwood floor, surrounded by all the trappings of achievement, thriving practice, beautiful family, picture-perfect life, yet completely empty inside. This wasn't a dramatic breakdown, but a quiet surrender, what she calls sloppy peace, washing over her depleted body. Here's the kicker. She was sleeping 8 hours a night. The problem wasn't lack of sleep. It was something our culture has completely forgotten how to do. We've been sold a lie that sleep equals rest, but you can log your 8 hours and still wake up feeling like you've run a marathon in your dreams. The truth? Sleep is just one narrow slice of what our bodies, minds, and souls actually need. We're walking around with what amounts to a rest deficit, not a sleep deficit, and no amount of melatonin or weighted blankets will fix it. This realization sparked a revolution in understanding human restoration, one that's resonated with thousands who've tried everything yet still feel perpetually drained. Your energy is like a smartphone running multiple apps. You can't just charge it and expect everything to work if 7 different programs are draining your battery. Sleep alone won't fix exhaustion because your whole being requires 7 distinct types of rest. Physical rest includes both sleep and active restoration through movement your body craves. Mental rest addresses cognitive overload, that cluttered desk with 50 browser tabs open. Emotional rest happens when you stop performing for others' expectations and drop the mask. In our Instagram-filtered world, we project false emotional states instead of processing real feelings, creating exhausting performances that never end. Spiritual rest isn't about religion. It's finding home where your heart can breathe. Social rest means surrounding yourself with people who energize rather than drain you. Sensory rest escapes the constant bombardment of screens, artificial lights, and noise congesting your nervous system. Creative rest allows white space for wonder to emerge through immersing yourself in beauty. Karen tried everything. Exhausting vacations, sleeping pills, weekend sleep marathons causing sleep hangovers. After identifying her specific rest deficits and addressing them intentionally for 30 days, she transformed completely. She woke naturally, enjoyed mindful mornings, and rediscovered everyday joy. The secret wasn't doing less or sleeping more, it was discovering which specific types of rest she'd been starving for. Every time you say yes when you mean no, you're bleeding energy. Those 2 a.m. rescues, guilt-driven projects, and resentful obligations aren't generosity, they're self-betrayal dressed as kindness. Boundaries aren't walls, they're definitions. They tell the world where you end and others begin. When you constantly make exceptions, you teach people your boundaries don't matter. You enable patterns that hurt you and model exhaustion for everyone watching. Jesus demonstrated sacred boundaries throughout his ministry. He slept during the storm, withdrew from crowds, maintained an inner circle while serving masses, refused public opinion, and prioritized prayer. His life wasn't about saying yes to everyone, it was about saying yes to what aligned with his purpose. Your boundaries reveal your identity and self-worth. They protect what's most valuable. This might mean declining projects, refusing social invitations when you need solitude, or establishing work hours. You don't need permission to close your eyes for 5 minutes, step outside to stargaze, or take a full day off. The only one holding you back is you. An undisturbed pond reflects the sky with perfect clarity. Throw a stone, and ripples shatter the image. Your soul works the same way. Constant movement prevents clear vision. Reflection helps you remember who you are beneath the noise. Busyness disturbs your waters like ripples across a lake. You need stillness to determine if your life reflects or refracts truth. Reflection returns an identical image. Refraction bends and distorts it. Like the moon during an eclipse, you reflect either brilliance or shadow depending on where you focus. You reflect divine perspective when looking toward light, but darkness when fixated on earthly anxieties. When life presents contrasting moments, one friend announces pregnancy while another mourns infertility, you need rest to redirect focus from darkness back toward light. This reflection transforms gradually but permanently. Glory cannot be manufactured, only witnessed and reflected. Like a mirror that cannot reflect light in darkness, you cannot reflect goodness unless intentionally gazing toward it. Rest is your divine appointment to experience life's sacredness face to face. When any area doesn't reflect the abundant life available to you, rest can resurrect it. The gift of cessation means taking your hands off the wheel, stopping not because you're exhausted, but because you choose to. True rest means honoring your need for relaxation without justifying your existence through pointless activities. If you fill weekends with errands and scheduled activities, this isn't rest. The Hebrew concept of Shabbat time, set aside to reflect while avoiding depleting activities, is harder than it seems. Sometimes the wisest action is stepping away and doing nothing intentionally, with purpose. Do nothing when you're burned out. Slowing down allows strength to renew. Do nothing when you're upset. Anger distorts perception, but waiting brings clarity. Do nothing when creativity wanes. Ideas bloom in hushed minds. Do nothing when afraid. Fear leads to poor choices. Do nothing when anxious. Cessation allows peace to sweep through, clearing the clutter. Counterintuitively, rest leads to greater productivity. True productivity isn't simply getting things done, it's accomplishing what matters. As one wise observer noted, it's not so much how busy you are, but why you are busy. The bee is praised. The mosquito is swatted. The bee produces honey and pollinates flowers. The mosquito leaves itchy red bumps. Is your busyness producing sweetness or becoming a painful annoyance? 10 years ago, that physician on the hardwood floor discovered a sanctuary where God's presence becomes tangible. This place of intimacy exists for everyone, but you must search for it in the wilderness of discontentment, traveling light without bitterness, anger, or fear. The journey moves through uncomfortable places, the tomb where wounds cause overcompensation, yet where resurrecting power works best. Then comes the river of release, actively letting go of worries and dreams that no longer fit. This flows into the place of mending, where you're reshaped like clay, broken things becoming beautiful again. After mending comes the well, your place of filling and revival. Stay here until your spiritual tanks overflow with love, peace, and joy. From here, you can do your best work and still pour into your family. In a world glorifying hustle and pathologizing stillness, we've forgotten that rest isn't weakness, it's wisdom. Your exhaustion isn't a badge of honor, it's a warning light. The invitation stands: trade your week's heaviness for what you lack. Exchange fatigue for sleep, fears for peace, anxiety for calm. Sacred rest isn't about doing less, it's about receiving more. The life you're searching for can only catch up when you finally stand still.